Bezras Hashem, Yisparech, today's daf is Chav Dalet in Maseches Shabbos, the 84th daf in Shas. The Mishnah had told us in the beginning of Perek Bamem Adlikin on Daf Chav Amid Beis that one is not allowed to use what the Mishnah refers to as Shemen Sreifa, which is unclear what exactly the Kavana of the Mishnah is, for Neros Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, my Shemen Sreifa, what exactly is Shemen Sreifa, and what is the problem with it? Amar Rabba, Shemen Shel Truma Shenitmes. It is the oil of Truma that has become Tame. Shenitma. Va'amai Karla Shemen Sreifa. And why is it called Shemen Sreifa? Holo Sreifa Omed. Because it is stands to be burned, because it is Aser to eat. Ubishabbos my time alo. So then what does that have to do with Hilchos Shabbos? Why is it that on Shabbos you can't use it? Says the Gemara, Mitoch Shemitzvah Lov Levaro Gzera Shemayata. If a person has a chiyuv to burn the truma in his zealousness, when he's burning it on Shabbos, while he's trying to kill two birds with one stone, use the Shemen Sreifa for an Erev Shabbos, and at the same time burn it, because it's truma tmeya. And truma tmeya, since it's Aser Bachiva, one needs to burn it. He's going to be zealous, and he's going to lean the candle so that it burns more quickly and be over the Isidoreis of Mavir. But according to this logic, then on Yom Tov it should be permissible. Why is it that we learned that on Yom Tov you're not allowed to? So the first heresy the Gemara says is, because of course, on Yom Tov, one is allowed to light a candle. So what will be the fear? To which the Gemara answered and says, no, it's a gzera of Yom Tov atu Shabbos. Rav Chisda Amar, l'shema yata lo chashinan. Rav Chisda says, we're not concerned about him bending it on Yom Tov. And what's the reason it's prohibited on Yom Tov? A totally different reason. Elohacha b'Yom Tov shechalios erev Shabbos askinan. We're talking about when Yom Tov falls out on erev Shabbos, fi she'ein sarfin kodshim, because we're not allowed to burn Kodshim on Yom Tov. Since he's going to be lighting for Shabbos on Yom Tov itself, he will be in violation of burning Kodshim B'Yom Tov. And Rashi tells us that later on the Gemara learns out why one cannot burn Kodshim on Yom Tov. Asks the Gemara, but that's a difficult teretz. V'amidiktani seifa, on the Mishnah Chav Dalet Amid Beis, we're going to learn ein madlikin shemen sreifa b'yom tov, that you can't burn shemen of kodshim on yom tov. Michlal the reisha la b'yom tov askinan, and therefore it seems that the reisha is not talking about yom tov. Hence, to say that it was yom tov that fell out, that it's on Er Shabbos, is difficult. Asked, as the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanina, with the answer, Misura, Matam Kamar. No, the second Mishnah on Chav Dalet Amid Beis is explaining the first Mishnah. Matam, Ein Madlikin Shemen Sreifa B'Yom Tov. What's the reason you can't light Shemen Sreifa on Yom Tov, and particularly in the case of Rav Chisda, on Yom Tov that falls on Erev Shabbos, Lefi Shein Sarfin Kodshim B'Yom Tov. Thank us, Rav Chisda. We learned a brisa in accordance with Rav Chisda. Gemara continues on top of Chav Dalet Amid Aleph. Kol Elu Shamru Ein Madlikin Mem B'Shabbos, Madlikin Mem B'Yom Tov, Chutz M'Shemen Sreifa, Lefi Shein Sarfin Kodshim B'Yom Tov. Whatever you can't use on Shabbos generally can be used on Yom Tov. In other words, all of Bama Ein Madlikin, Ein Madlikin Dov V'Chashach L'Vechassel V'Chulei, all of those things, all of those things multiply in Yom Tov, because even if he was nota the ner, even if he moves it, there's no iser of mavir. Then, but there's one exception: shemen sreifa, shemen of kodshim that needs to be burnt, or shemen truma that needs to be burnt. You shouldn't do that because you're not supposed to burn kodshim on Yom Tov. The Gemara on Chav Dalet Amid Beis will give us the source for that. The Gemara asks, four lines from the top of Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, Iboi Luhu, Ma'u lahaskir shel Chanukah b'birchas hamazon. What's the halacha in regards to saying what we call al-hanisim in birchas hamazon? Rashi explains that the Gemara on Chaf Aleph had already told us that when it comes to Chanukah, Chanukah was designated as a time of Lahalel Voda Chafalif on the base, 7 lines from the bottom. The Gemara over here is asking, is that specifically for Tefillah or also in Birchas Hamazon as well? And the Gemara gives two sides. Kivin the Midrabanan Hu Lomid Charinan. On the one hand, since the Chiyuv is Midrabanan, so then in such a case, maybe there isn't a chiyuv to mention it. The only time we'll mention something in Berchas HaMazon is if the chiyuv is d'oraisa. Or maybe, mishum misurbe nisa mitcharinam. Because there is an added dimension of persume nisa when it comes to Chanukah, so then one should mention it. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Schoir, Amar Rav Huna, eino maskir. The halacha claims Rav is that one does not say, v'im bala haskir, maskir bahoda. But if you do mention it, so then in such a case, make it an al hanisim. This is the clearest way of presenting Rav Huna, that it's not a chiyuv, but at the same time, if one wants to, one can. Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikla ve'rav asar latchura b'boni Yerushalayim. Rav Huna bar Yehuda came to Rava, and he thought to mention Bo Yerushalayim. Amalur Rav Sheshes ki tefila. Rav Sheshes said it's like tefila. Ma tefila ba'oda at birchas hamazon ba'oda. Just like when it comes to tefila, we do it in the bracha of modim, so too when it comes to birchas hamazon, so then we say it in the bracha of noda. It's interesting to note that the Gemara over here is not necessarily changing Rav Huna's position that said earlier that it isn't a chiyuv, but in bala hazkir, mazkir ba'oda. Mirza Hashem, in the halacha section, we will discuss the significance of Hazkara in the halachos of Birchas Hamazon, as well as in Tefillah for both Yalav Yavo and other Hazkaras. Gemara continues 10 lines. Ini boilu mal haskir Rosh Chodesh beBirchas Hamazon. What's the halach in regards to mentioning Rosh Chodesh in Birchas Hamazon? Im timtzalomer bechanukah derabbanon lo tzarich. On the one hand, you could say that Chanukah is a chiyum midrabbanon. So then, in such a case, you don't have a chiyuv. That's what we said above in the Gemara. Rosh Chodesh d'oraisa tzarich. But when Rosh Chodesh, whose chiyuv is d'oraisa, we all know that there is the first mitzvah in the Torah, HaChodesh HaZelechem, so the source of it is biblical in nature. So then in such a case, maybe there is a chiyuv. All the more, maybe, kiven d'lo asar ba'asiyas malacha lo meskarina. Since there is no prohibition of doing work, so then in such a case, one should not mention it. Rav Omar Mazki, Rav says that one should. Rabbi Chanina Amar Eino Maskir. Of course, we passing as the Mishpat shows us, like the position of Rav. Amar Zrika Nokit Nikot Rav Biyotcha. Take Rav in your hand. Tekoi Rabbi Oshia Kavasei, because Rabbi Oshia follows his position. The Tani Rabbi Oshia taught us Yamim Sheish Ben Karbon Musaf. The days that have a Karbon Musaf Kigon. Rosh Chodesh v'cholo shel moed, arvis v'shachris u'mincha, mispalol shmone esrei. That when you have a chiyuv of musaf, so then in such a case, then when one davens in shmone esrei, v'omer me'ein hama'ora ba'avoda. Then you mention the significance of that day. For example, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, when it comes to cholo shel moed, v'imlo Omar machzirin osa, and if you don't say it, then you got to go back. Ve'im ben kedusha al kos, but you don't make kiddush on those days. Ve'yesh ben haskara beberchas hamazon, and you also mention them in berchas hamazon. So we see that this position is that you do mention yalav yavo in berchas hamazon. The teaching of Rav Oshia fleshes out in the opposite direction as well. He rounds out the picture for other days as well. Yavim she'im ben karbon musaf, those days that don't have karbon musaf, kigon sheni v'chamishi. Vitanios umamados, like for example, when it comes to the fasts for rain as well as the ma'amados, the Gemara in Tainus on Chavav and Aleph describes that just like an individual is supposed to daven on his carbon, so too Klal Yisrael has to be omed ala carbon. The Gemara in other places say that means to daven when his carbon is being brought. How could someone bring a carbon and he's not standing upon it? The pasuk says, "Tzavas b'nei Yisrael es karboni lachmi." Command Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the chiyuv of what? The chiyuv of the carbon tamid. And when it comes to the chiyuv of a carbon tamid, Klal Yisrael is the Bala Korban. Who's going to daven for them? The answer is, the Mishnah describes, as Rashi spells out a little bit, in Dibra Maschel Vashel Ma'amados, that on the second, third, fourth, fifth day of the week, they would fast. There was a group in Klal Yisrael that would, and they would describe the tefillah and express it, Me'ena Ma'ura, in Shema Koleinu. The Gemara just asked a technical question. Sheni v'chamishi mai v'ditayu. What do you mean, the fast of the second and the fifth? The fast, if chas v'chalila there's gishamim, is a second, fifth, and second. Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Ela sheni v'chamishi usheni, shel tanios u'mamados. That when you have the tanios and the mamados, the Monday, Thursday, Monday, so then in such a case, there is a chiv of me'ein hama'ora. Arvis v'shachos u'mincha mispal shmon esrei v'omer me'ein hama'ora b'shomea tefillah. That they describe the tefillah of bakasha in shomea tefillah, similar to aneinu, and that is the nature of the tefillah on those days. V'imlo amart. But since there isn't a chiyuv of carbon musaf, then you don't have to go back. Ein machzir nosaf if they don't say it. Ve'ein ben kedusha lakos. There's no kedusha lakos. Some people don't have this girsa. Ve'ein bahen haskara bebirchas hamazon. And there also isn't a chiyuv to mention it in birchas hamazon. Rashi spells out that one could be bothered that the tanios and the mamados, a person's fasting, why is it that he's going to be benching that he would mention it in the first place, that we would have a havamina that he mentions in birchas hamazon. Rashi explains that there were times that the mamados would daven early. Let's say Sunday night, they would daven early and they'd be eating still because it was still day. And they would eat, they would, as some Sfardim, even to this day, they would daven Ma'ariv even before the sun had gone down. But since it's a Ma'ariv already for Monday, it's a Ma'ariv for Monday because Al Pi Halacha Sunday night is Monday, and even though they might still be eating afterwards, nevertheless, the fast would already be mentioned in Arvis, but when they would sit down to eat after Ma'ariv, in such a case, when they benched, they would not mention the Ma'ora of their tefillah related to their fast. The Gemara continues about 12, 13 lines from the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Alfi. Boilu, ma lehaskir shel Chanukah b'musafim. We know that there is no separate tefillah of Musaf for Chanukah, but on Shabbos of Chanukah, of course you say Musaf because of Shabbos. Once you're saying Musaf because of Shabbos, do you mention the Alanisim of Chanukah in Musaf just like you do in Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv? On the one hand, says the Gemara, Kim Deles Bein Musaf Bididei Lo Mitcharinan. Since Chanukah itself doesn't require a separate Tefillas Musaf, so then that would be a reason to say you should not mention it. Odomo, or maybe, Yomu Shechayiv Barba Tefillas. It is a day which is Chayiv in four Tefillas. In other words, it's a day of Chanukah, which has a Chiyuv of four Tefillas, and we don't differentiate that the Chiyuv does not come from Chanukah itself. Rav Huna Rav Yehuda Darmi Tarvayi, Rav Huna Rav Yehuda held Eino Maskir, that it should not be mentioned. Rav Nachman Rav Yochanan Darmi Tarvayi Maskir. They say that you do say it. Amar Abayi the Rav Yosef, Hada Rav Huna Rav Yehuda Diravu. This that Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda had stated follows the opinion of Rav. Damar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Rosh Chodesh Echalios B'Shabbos, Hamafdir B'Novi B'Shabbos. If you have Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, when you say Maftir, Ein Atzarech Lahaskir Shel Rosh Chodesh. You don't need to mention Rosh Chodesh. Why? The same argument that we had before. Shel Mole Shabbos Ein Navi B'Rosh Chodesh. When it comes to Shabbos, the only reason that you're reading it is because of Shabbos. If it wasn't Shabbos, then you would not read a Navi on a regular day of Rosh Chodesh. So too over here, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say that you don't mention Alanisim in Musaf because if not for the Shabbos Musaf, you would not be saying the Musaf at all. It has nothing to do with Chanukah. Says the Gemara, Midami. No, you can't compare. Hasam Navi b'Rosh Chodesh like a klal. When it comes to Navi on Rosh Chodesh, you don't say the Brachos or Navi at all on Rosh Chodesh. Hacha, over here, when it comes to Alanisim, it's true that Musaf is not precipitated by Chanukah. However, Isa ba'arvis v'shachvas mincha, it applies in shachvas, arvis, and mincha. And since it's part of the day, so too you would say in regards to Musaf as well, possibly. Ela says the Gemara lahadami. It's comparable to the following. Da'amarav achtavoy, amarav masna amarav. Yom tov shechal yos b'shabbos. If you have yom tov that falls out on Shabbos, hamaftir b'navi b'mincha b'shabbos ein sarach lahazkir shel yom tov. So we haven't yet proven the above shaila about mentioning Yal V'Yavo in Musaf. Says the Gemara, Ela Laha Damya. Rather, we could bring a parallel from the following case. Damar v'chadvoy, Amar of Masa Amar Rav, Yom Tov Shechalios b'Shabbos. Yom Tov that falls out in Shabbos. Now here, in the time of the Gemara, Rashi says, 7 lines from the bottom, that there was a Tshuvas HaGaonim that says that they used to read Haftorah on Mincha. Yeah, you heard right, Mincha. On Shabbos, they would read the Haftorah, and they would make the brachos of the Haftorah. Says Rav, if Yom Tov Shechalios b'Shabbos hamafter b'navi b'mincha, so you have Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, and Yom Tov they did not read the Haftorah mincha time, only in Shabbos did they read mincha time. Yom Tov they only read in the morning. So what's the halacha? B'mincha b'Shabbos ain't tzarech la'azkir shel Yom Tov. You don't mention Yom Tov at all. Shel Mole Shabbos, because if not for Shabbos, ain't Navi B'mincha B'Yom Tov. They would not be reading the Haftorah. So there's no reason to mention that it's Yom Tov also, if the reason they're reading it is only because of Shabbos. Just like we had seen above, within the Shita of Unra Yehuda, the only reason you're davening Musaf on Shabbos is because it's Shabbos. But because it's Chanukah, is entirely irrelevant, because Chanukah does not have a Musaf. Says the Gemara, "V'les hilchasa kichol hanishmaitza." Tabachav dal we amid beis we learn that we don't paskin like Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Gila, Rav Achtvoy. Eloki hadam Rabbi Shua ben Levi, but rather like Rabbi Shua ben Levi that says that you do mention it because Yom Kippurim shechalios b'Shabbos, Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos, hamispal neila. Now note that if it's just Shabbos, you would not be saying neila. Nevertheless, tzarech la'azkir shel Shabbos, you have to mention shel Shabbos. Why? Yom hu shenischayev ba'arba tefilas, because it's a day. Shabbos is a day that is chayev for tefilas. It happens to be that the fourth tefillah is chayiv because it's Yom Kippurim, but the day itself, this Shabbos, is chayiv in four tefillahs. V'amevin yavin, this line in the Gemara of Yomu shenis chayiv barbe tefillahs is a fascinating lamdus of how you look at the mechayiv of tefillah on Shabbos. However, the Gemara asks that there's a stira in the psak. 5 lines on top of Chavdalim Abayz, Kasha Hilchasa, Ahilchasa. Amrit, we just got through saying Hilchasa, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That we pass in like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that says that you mention Shabbos in Ni'ila when Yom Kippurim falls out on Shabbos. However, Vakaimalon, Hilchasa, Kirava. Yet we pass in like Rava that seems to say the opposite. Where? Let's see it. Damar Rava Yom Tov Shechalios b'Shabbos Yom Tov fell on Shabbos. Now, when it comes to Shabbos, we know that after Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, we have what's called Tefilas Me'ein Sheva Magen Avos B'Dvaroi. That is said, and that is specifically on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, it is not said. So Yom Tov Shechalios b'Shabbos. If it's a Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, Shliach Tzibur. He does not mention the fact that it is Yom Tov. Shel Mole Shabbos, because were it not for the fact that it was Shabbos, Ein Shliach Tzibur Yored Arvis B'Yom Tov. The Shliach Tzibur would not go down during Arvis of Yom Tov. In other words, because this tefillah has nothing to do with Yom Tov and everything to do with Shabbos, we ignore the Yom Tov part. Now, wait a second. Rabbi Shimon Levi told us to not to do that way, just to look at the Mechayiv of the day. And once the Mechayiv of the day includes both Shabbos and Yom Tov, so then, in such a case, you mention Yom Tov as well. Says the Gemara, no. Hachi Ashta, Hasam Bedinu Da'afil B'Shabbos Na'amil Tzarech. Really, Shabbos doesn't require the Birchas Me'ein Sheva. Rashi explains that the only reason that we do the Birchas Me'ein Sheva is as the Gemara as well spells out. First, I'll see in the Gemara, and then we'll see in Rashi. The Rabbanu instituted it because of a sakana. Rashi explains in Mishum Sakana that people would leave after davening, and those people that come late were stuck and subject to sakana of mazikin. That there was some type of, however we understand, the demons in the field, and we would wait for them so they wouldn't be alone to struggle with the demons. So that's why, really, when it comes to Shabbos, there isn't a kor chiyuv. So certainly Yom Tov, where you're adding it on to Shabbos, you don't need to add the Yom Tov part in because it's not part of the kor chiyuv. However, when it comes to Musaf, there the Yom is chayv for Tfilos, and it's a Yom of Chanukah, and therefore, even though the Tfilah of Musaf is not part of the Mechayev of Chanukah, nevertheless, it becomes part of the Mechayev of that day. And that day is, of course, also a celebration of Chanukah. Mara has almost concluded analyzing the first Mishnah of Perek by Memadlikin, and it concludes with the last Machlokas. Let's turn back to Chaf Amabez, to the Mishnah, where the Mishnah had told us that one is not allowed to light with fat. And the reason for that is that fat is not a reliable oil source, and we're afraid Shema Yata. Nachum Amadi Omer, says the Mishnah, Madlikin Mechelem Avushal. If the fat is cooked, it's acceptable. Then the Mishnah comes back that even though the Tanakhama told us it was not acceptable, Chachamim disagree on Nachum Amadi. They say, V'chacham Omer Me'echa Mevushal V'echa Chein Mevushal Ein Madlikin Bo. Asks the Gemara a very perceptive question. Chachamim, Hainu Tanakhama, we come back to Chaf Daladam and Beza. Chacham are in consonance with the opinion of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama already told us you can't use any Chelev. Nachum Amadi told us that there's a chelev mevushal, it's acceptable. But that seems to indicate that the Tanakam already disagrees with Nachum Amadi. Why do we need the Chachamim to come back and say, Echa mevushal, echa shem mevushal, ein madlikin bo? Answers the Gemara, Ikumei now, there's a distinction between the Chachamim and the Tanakam within Rav Bruna. To Amar Rav Bruna, Amar Rav, velo misaymi. The Gemara is making a reference to a shita that we've already learned before, hence the Gemara doesn't spell it out. Three lines before the wide on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, the Gemara quotes Rav Bruna Marav that says that even though chelev is not a reliable fuel, in a case in where a person adds a reliable fuel, oil, then it allows for the wick to draw the fuel in the appropriate way. So there's a middle ground, there's a middle shita that says that chelev would always be pasul, however if you added shemen kolshu, it would be mutter. And the Gemara says that's the difference between the Chacham and the Tanakama. Both the Chacham and the Tanakama are oser, however one of them would allow shemen is added. V'lo misaymi, the Gemara concludes, but it's not complete because we don't know which one of them is the matir. Is it the Chachamim? Or is it the Tanakama? But we need to mention both because there are actually three shitas. Number one, the most lenient opinion of Nachum Amadi, it says Chelem Mevushal is acceptable. Number two, one of the opinions of either Chachamim or the Tanakama who say that even if it's cooked, it's not going to be acceptable. However, if a little bit of Shemen is added in, it will be acceptable. Number three, either the opinion of the Chachamim or the Tanakama that even if a little bit of oil is added, no Chelev is acceptable. Beis Hashem, we continue with the next Mishnah on Chav Dalet Amid Beis. The Mishnah continues, Ein Madlikim Shemen Sreifa B'Yomtif. The halacha is that one is not allowed to use Shemen of Truma Tmeya that needs to be burnt even on Yomtov as well. We've pointed out that this is a Chiddush because one is allowed to light fires on Yom Tov, since cooking is acceptable on Yom Tov. However, there is a separate prohibition, as the Gemara will bring out, of Shemen Sreifa. Itron is a type of pitch that gives off a bad smell, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel says you cannot use it on Shabbos, not because the flame we're worried about Shemayata, but rather it's a chisaron. Ein madlikin b'itron mipnei kvoda Shabbos. We're concerned about kvoda Shabbos. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shmuel. The Chachamim matirin. The Chachamim allow bechol hashmonim with all types of oils. B'shemen shum shemen with sesame oil. B'shemen egoz and walnut oil. B'shemen snanos. Shemen that comes out of an onion, b'shemen dagen, fish oil, b'shemen pekuos, a type of gourd, b'itran uven neft. We mentioned itran, and neft is also some type of pitch. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, ema likin ela b'shemen zayis bulvad. Rabbi Tarfon holds that the only thing that could be used is pure olive oil. The Gemara begins to analyze the first halacha in our Mishnah that said, "Ein madlikim b'shemen tzreifa b'yomtov," that you're not allowed to burn truma tmei on yomtov. The Gemara asks, "What is the reason for this?" My taima, what's the reason? Lefisha ein sarfin kachim b'yomtov. It's a prohibition to burn kachim on yomtov, and truma is a form of kodesh. The Gemara then asks, "Minan emili?" What's the source? Rashi explains that the premise behind the question is that even if we're going to say that there is no tzarech of yomtiv, see Tosos, Dibra Maschel Lefi, nevertheless, there should be asei dochelos asei. The asei says that there is a mitzvah to burn kachim, be'esh tisrofu, and that should be doche, the yisr lav of losase chol melacha. So we're going to have, as we conclude our amud, different approaches to this problem. Why don't we say that the mitzvah of srefas kachim, be'esh tisrofu, that's described in Shmos Yud Beis by the Karban Pesach should be doche the Isra of Losasa Chomalacha that appears in Aseres Hadibros in Shmos Chaf. Answers the Gemara Amar Chizkia v'chein tan devei Chizkia Amar Kro v'loso siru menu ad boker v'anoser mimenu ad boker. The Torah tells us again by the Karban Pesach that you should not have noser. The Gemara asks that the expression ad boker is mentioned twice in the parsha, and it seems to be superfluous the second time. She'ein tam lomer ad boker. Why does it say ad boker twice? It says losir menu ad boker, vanosir menu ad boker. We should just say losir menu ad boker, vanosir menu. That the person who leaves over, his punishment will be cursed. Why does it say vanosir menu ad boker? She'ein tam lomer ad boker, matam lomer ad boker, ba kos of litan lo boker, sheini lisrei faso. They're coming to tell us that there's a time that you should not burn it the next morning because of fear of noser, but you should wait for Chalamoid, the day, first day after Yom Tov, and then burn it to prevent from Noser. Why? Xeris HaKosev, Ein Sarfin, Kodshin, B'Yom Tov. This is the approach of Tana Devei Chizkia. Abaye Omer, Abaye has a different approach. Omer Kro, Eila Shabbos B'Shabbatoy. By the Parsha of the Karban Tamid, it says to bring the Karban Ola. Also, aside from a unique Ola of Tamid, as well as a special carbon for Shabbos. But the Torah describes it as Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato, that on Shabbos you bring its Ola, velo Ola Schol b'Shabbos, but you don't bring the carbon Ola of a weekday on Shabbos, velo Ola Schol b'Yomtov, as well as a carbon Ola is not brought on Yomtov. What does that mean? What's that coming to preclude? So Rashi explains in the first wide line, Olaschol, kigon evare tamid, shel erev yomtiv, if we're talking about the limbs of the carbon tamid of erev yomtiv, shelo hukturu bod yom, that's what the Olaschol biyomtiv is referring to. If the carbon tamid had not been entirely burnt, ein malin osa mishit chashecha, you don't bring them up for burning when it's dark, certainly, kachim, which is puzzle, you don't burn. So far we have two sources that say that you don't burn kachim on Yom Tov. Number one, the repeat of Ad Boker to tell you that when there's a carbon on Yom Tov, you don't bring its potential noser to be burnt on Yom Tov. Or Ola Shabbos B'Shabbato telling us that only Olas Shabbos is brought on Shabbos, and an Olas Chol is not brought on Shabbos, nor is an Olas Chol B'Yom Tov, which means burning the leftover evarim of the carbon tamid. That's how Abaye understands. Rav Amar, Amar Kro, v'hu levado yasalachem. The Torah Akdosha tells us, in regards to Yom Tov, Rav is the first that brings a raya from the psukim of Yom Tov itself. Acha sheyoche lechol nefesh, hu levado yeose lechem. The Torah describes. The Torah tells us in Shmos Yud Beis that one is allowed to cook on Yom Tov for those things that you need on Yom Tov. Hu levado yosalachem. Chazal darshin hu velo machshirin. The heter that we have in Shmos Yud Beis of ochel nefesh, Chazal say, only applies to the actual cooking of food itself. To create a machshir, so that is not acceptable. The examples that Rashi give of creating a machshir, we will find later on in Perek Reb Elazar de Mila, other examples of what is machshirim. But Rashi gives example of here when it comes to ochel nefesh as making a spit, making a knife, making an oven or making a stove. So those things could help ochal nefesh, but the only hefter is the act of cooking itself and not creating a machshir. Chazal also darshan hu levado, levado itself velo mila shelo bezmana. However, mila shelo bezmana is not going to be acceptable, even though the Torah tells us, we mentioned Perek Reb Elazar de Mila, that Bayom Hashmini Imo Basar Laso, that Chazal Darshan Bayom Hashmini, that one could even do Mila on Shabbos. However, that's Docha Shabbos. However, that's only Mila Bismana. Mila Shalo Bismana is not Docha Shabbos. Dasir B'Kalvachomer means that we would have made an erroneous Kalvachomer to say that Mila Shalo Bismana is also Docha Shabbos. So that's why we need the Xeris HaKosev of Levado. Rashi in Dibar Mask Levado spells out that erroneous Kal Vachomer that the Gemara mentions on Kuf Lamed Beis, on the Beis. Concludes Rashi that that's exactly the Makar as well for Ein Sarf and Kodshim B'Yomtif. That when it comes to Mila Shelo Bezmana, we say that's not Doche Shabbos, so too, or Yomtif, so too, when it comes to any mitzvah that Zman is not Kavua, and that is Sreifas Kachim, there isn't a particular time one needs to burn Kachim like the time that one needs to sprinkle, let's say, the dam or the carbon on the Mizbeach. Sreifas Kachim is a mitzvah up until the point of Nosar, and even after the point of Nosar as well. Therefore, when it comes to anything that's Ein Zman HaKavua, we see from the Xeris HaKosev Levado that is precluded. So we have three sources of Ein Sarf and Kachim B'Yomtiv as we conclude the Gemara and Pshat on Chav Dalet Amid Beis, and they are Tandvei Chizkiyos of the Xeris HaKosev Ad Boker, coming to tell us that there are times that you don't burn then on that particular day. You wait for the next day. And what's that? That's talking about Day of Chol HaMoed. That's where the Ad Boker is coming to Marbet to include. Abayi says it's exerts the cause of Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato that you only burn the carbon Ola on Shabbos, and you don't burn Olas Chol on Shabbos, as well as you don't burn an Olas Chol on Yom Tov, and that means Kachim that became Tamei. Finally, Rava says we learn from the pasuk of Levado to preclude Mila Shelo Bezmana, and if Mila Shelo Bezmana is precluded as well, Kodshim, which is also Shelo Bezmana, because there's no particular Mechayev of time, of Mitzvah, Sreifas Kodshim, so then, in such a case, also, it's precluded on Yom Tov from Levado Yehosel Lechem. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Gemara Rashi of Chav Dalid in Masechah Shabbos. Bezer Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Daf Chav Dalid revolves around the status of the Hazkara of Rosh Chodesh. Our Gemara had told us that there is a difference between the days that have a Karba Musaf. There the Hazkara is Ma'akev in the Tefillah. And if you forget the Hazkara, then you have to go back. And then there are times that there isn't a Karba Musaf. Like, for example, when it comes to the Anenu of Tainis. So then in such a case, if a person forgets, then he does not return. There is a fascinating shaila that really emerges in the sugya and brachos, but relates to the lashon of our Gemara. And that is, what happens if somebody forgets to say Yalav V'Yavo? The halacha, of course, is that they're supposed to repeat Shmona Esrei. What happens if they only realize that they didn't say Yalav V'Yavo when Rosh Chodesh has already passed? In other words, Mincha of Rosh Chodesh, they were supposed to say Yalav V'Yavo, they forgot. And then came along Ma'ariv, and they said, whoops, I remember that I didn't say Yala V'Yavo. This is a Machlokes HaRishonim, Tosvos on Daf Chavav HaMebeis, and many follow this position, LaHalacha, is of the opinion that one does not repeat Shmona Esrei in such a case. Even though if he had remembered before Shkia, he has a Chiyuv to repeat Shmona Esrei. However, when it comes to the mitzvah of Tashlumin, he does not have a mitzvah or a chiyuv of Tashlumin. He's considered as if he was Yotze, the tefillah, despite the fact that he did not say Yalav V'Yavo. And when it comes Ma'ariv time, he doesn't daven a Tashlumin. It's not like an individual who did not daven at all, but ba'ones. Rav Chaim of Brisk pointed out, this is in the Chidushim of Rav Chaim on
Shas. In fact, in the old editions of Reb Chaim, it's the first entry of the stencil, that this idea of Tosfos on Chavav, on Beis, and Brachos is actually part of the language of our Gemara. And that is that the Gemara speaks about Yala V'Yavo as Azkara. Take a look, 10 lines into the Gemara Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, Ma'u Lehazkir Rosh Chodesh. Yala V'Yavo is continually referred to in our Gemara as a Hazkara, as a mention of a Chiyuv to mention. And if one did not mention in Yala V'Yavo, you have to go back. However, does that mean that you weren't Yotze Shmona Esrei? Tosfos on Chavav Amebei says it's a chiyuv of Askara, but it's not part of the Matbeya Shel Bracha. It's not part of the actual construct of the Bracha itself, that if you didn't say it, then you didn't say that Bracha. And therefore, the person said 19 Brachos. He missed out his Chiyuv of Askara, and if he remembers before Shkia, then he repeats the Shmon Esrei because he has the Chiyuv of Askara, but it's not as if he didn't daven 19 Brachos. For that reason, there isn't a Chiyuv of Tashlumin. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we've begun to say V'sein Talu Matar Levracha. There's a similar Shaila that one could ask in regards to V'sein Talu Matar. That is a parallel to the Shaila that we discussed of someone who forgot Yala V'Yavo in Mincha, and now it's evening time and it's no longer Rosh Chodesh. The parallel halacha is the following. If one forgot to say V'sein Talu Matar in Shmona Esrei, the halacha is that one needs to repeat Shmona Esrei if one has concluded Shmona Esrei. What happens if an individual realizes on Friday night that Mincha on Erev Shabbos they had forgotten to say V'sein Talu Matar Livracha? Of course, if an individual had realized before Shkia, then the halacha is like Yala V'Yavo, that they need to repeat Shmona Esrei. Now, it's too late for Mincha. It's already Friday night. The tefillah is no longer includes Baruch Aleinu. In such a case, does an individual still have to daven a tefillas tashlumin? Because at the end of the day, he didn't halachically fulfill his obligation of saying Shmona Esrei properly during Mincha time, and therefore he would daven two Shabbos Shmona Esrei, like all of the halachos of tashlumin. If he had slept Mincha time and he missed Ba'ones, he would daven two Shabbos Shmona Esreis. So too, when it comes to the individual who missed Baruch Aleinu, he wasn't Yotzei Tefillah. Or do we say, no, we learned already that when it comes to Tosos, the Shita is that when it comes to Azkara of Yala V'Yavo is not Ma'akev. He said 19 Brachos. So over here he said 19 Brachos. He just left out the Chiyuv of Azkara of Hussein Tal Umatar. Here Reb Chaim thought that there is a fundamental distinction between Yala V'Yavo and Hussein Tal Umatar. V'sein Talu Matar is different than Yala V'Yavo because, as we mentioned, Yala V'Yavo is not inherent to the bracha of Ritzei. It's Azkara. It's an added addition. This is a classic case of Brisker Toro that when you hear the idea, you say, of course, it's Mukhrach. A good piece of Brisker Toro. However, when it comes to V'sein Talu Matar, V'sein Talu Matar is a chelek of the bracha itself. And since it's a chelek of the bracha, it's not simply Askara. If a person doesn't say V'sein Talu Matar, then he wasn't Yotze, the Matbeya of the bracha. If that's so then in such a case, Reb Chaim ruled that an individual will have to say a Tfilas Tashlumin if he realizes that he didn't say V'sein Talu Matar Livracha. When my Rosh Yeshiva and Tara Vedas, Rav Pamzatzal, discussed this Reb Chaim, he added the following question that some ask on Reb Chaim's Yesod. And that is that the halacha, here we'll have the opportunity to review as well some of the halachas of V'sein Tal Umatar Levracha. The halachas of V'sein Tal Umatar Levracha, we've begun here in Eretz Yisrael to start saying it and begin shortly in Chutz La'aretz. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept our tefillos here in Eretz Yisrael. Actually, I'm recording this as I'm driving along the roads of Eretz Yisrael, where it's clear that the trees begin to start needing the rain. I don't think one appreciates that in North America, where there's water in abundance. Here we live for the Saint, davening for the Saint Talmud Levracha, and we live year to year being Somech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The halacha is that if someone forgets the Saint Talmud Levracha, we mentioned that if he concluded Shemona Esrei, so then in such a case he has to go back and repeat Shemona Esrei. What happens if the individual remembered after Baruch Aleinu? He has not concluded the Shemona Esrei, and he's up to the Bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha. So here in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, based on the Gemara on Daf Chavtes in Brachos, says that the halacha is that if one remembers before one reaches Shomea Tfila, so then one inserts V'sein Talumatar in Shomea Tfila. One does not need to go back to the Saint Talmudah, but rather go back to Baruch Aleinu, but rather one inserts it there. What happens if the individual has already passed Shema Koleinu? So here there's a machlokis between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. The Yerushalmi says that the halacha is that one goes back to Shema Koleinu. The Bavli is of the opinion that one goes back all the way to Baruch Aleinu. Some asked on Reb Chaim's Chiddush the following kasha. They said, according to Reb Chaim, who says that the bracha of Baruch Aleinu was not said appropriately, and that the bracha is lacking, then how could it possibly be that one could insert it in the bracha of Shema Koleinu? Reb Chaim went so far to say, that since he didn't say the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, he would need to daven Tashlumin on Friday night. If that's so, so then, if an individual did not say Baruch Aleinu properly, he should have to go back to the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. How can he insert it in Shema Koleinu? An excellent question. Rav Pam answered in the following way. According to the Yerushalmi that we had mentioned, that one could go back to Shema Koleinu, Rav Pam quoted from Rav Hutner, and this I later found is in the Sefer Azikaron of Rav Hutner, the first piece over there, that the Yerushalmi holds that the place for the Saint Talmatar is not one place in Baruch Aleinu. It's actually two places. It's in the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu, as well as in the Bracha of Shema Koleinu. I understand what Rav Hutner is saying with the following addition. The Gra writes that the Bracha of Shema Koleinu is after a person expressed himself in words. At the end of the day, why don't we say Shema Koleinu and not Shema Tfilaseinu? After all, the bracha concludes Shomea Tfila. The answer is, as the Gra described, is quoted as describing, that the bracha of Shema Koleinu is when a person approaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu without words, but in a call, in his cry. Rav Soloveitchik described that that's what happens in Tfila on Rosh Hashanah, and we make the sound of the shofar, the Shmoa Kol shofar is the bracha that we make, because it's the cry. In Rav Soloveitchik's words, when a person davens at the end of all of his tefillos, he realizes that much as he wanted to express his deep emotions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, the words didn't capture it. And the last bracha of the Bakashos is a cry, Shema Koleinu. In many ways, it's the pinnacle of the individual's tefillah. If that's so, according to the Yerushalmi, the reason why one goes back lechatchila to the bracha of Shema Koleinu is because the bracha of Shema Koleinu also includes all brachos. It's a redactic of all the tefillah bibchinas kol. It's a lechatchila place of all the brachos. It's a new expression of all the previous bakashos. If that's so, so then in such a case, the question falls away. If a person missed the Saint Talamatar, he missed it both in Baruch Aleinu as well as in Shema Koleinu. And therefore, if he inserts it in Shema Koleinu, then if one was Mekayim the Saint Talamatar in the call of Tfila, so then in such a case, he does not need to go back. Rav Pam then continued and said, according to Bavli, it'll be a little bit more difficult, because at the end of the day, according to Bavli, it seems that if one goes back after Modim, when they realize the same, that they didn't say the same Talmud or Levracha, they do not go back to Shema Kolenu, but rather they go back to the Bracha of Barech Aleinu. So then in such a case, it seems that Shema Kolenu is only a Tashlumen. If it's a Tashlumen, so then how could Reb Chaim say that if one didn't say the same Talmud or what wasn't Yotze the Matbeya of Bracha of Tfila? To that, Reb Pam said, Libi Omerli, that if an individual didn't say the same Talmatar in all of the Bakashos, he wasn't Yotzei. In other words, the same Talmatar is a Matbeya of the Bakashos of Shmone Esrei during the winter, and he wasn't Yotzei the Bakashos. In other words, the Chisaron of the same Talmatar could either be a Chisaron of Barech Aleinu, and we're being Mechadesh according to Yushalmi, Shema Kolenu, or according to the Bavli, it could be a Chisaron in the Matbeya of all of the middle brachos of Bakashas. And as long as it's inserted somewhere, so then in such a case, it's going to be acceptable. However, it's lachatchila spat is the bracha of Barech Aleinu. Of course, there's a tremendous mussar that I think I've said in Meseches Brachos, in Halacha from the Daily Daf, that merges from this as well. And that is the sense that we are davening lefnei Hashem, the sense of Shema Kolenu is really the sea, is the ultimate of what tefillah is all about. That a person should go through their tefillahs, on the one hand, thinking about the words they're saying and attempting to formulate properly, but at the end of the day, that when we get up to Shema Kolenu, for a person to really think about what is their kol, their innermost feelings and emotions that they want to express to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this, Be'ezer Hashem will be zeichet to Shvisi Hashem Lenegi Samid, both in tefillah as well as in our life, 24/7. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Chavdal.